All right, we got Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service on the horn with us again this week. Happy to have you to talk a little fishing. I heard a good word about some mayflies, Chris. What's up?
Oh, man, Adam, this weather has been just fantastic the last couple days. You know, it's been a little chilly in the morning, but these bluebird skies and bright sunshine have the bugs popping on the river.
So let's talk about the mayflies. You sent me some pictures, and I'll put them up on our blog today and on our Facebook page when we post the audio archive. Hendrickson's, finally. They're finally coming off.
Hendrickson's finally. The first time I saw them was on Sunday. I started off in the morning. It was snowing. So I said, okay, packed up the streamer rod, went out, started smacking on some trout. The sun came out, and there were hundreds of them in an instant. They were just everywhere. And it was, I mean, it was just absolutely amazing, Adam. Haven't seen a rising fish this year yet, and the fish were just blown up on the surface.
So you actually had working fish on Sunday in that weather.
I had working fish on Sunday in that weather. Like I said, we started off in the morning, blanket of light snow, out in the river, just doing our thing. A couple hours into it, sun popped out, the bugs popped out, the fish started working. It was that simple. Mother Nature at her finest.
So I know we're on radio, so you can't see right now, but I just kind of got that glazed over look on my face and when I was looking off into the sky.
it is a wonderful thing. You know, we talk about trout camp and stuff like that, the beginning of all of these things, what's coming. And it was so nice after, you know, a long winter, steelhead fishing, ice cold, to see bugs flying in the air and a sun setting. And just, it was awesome. So, yeah, the bugs are out there and the bugs are working. And I guarantee you the last couple of nights have been good, and I am heading out tonight without a doubt.
Well, I'm jealous. I wish I was going tonight. I won't probably be able to get out till this weekend with all the things going on with kids and the end of the school year. But I feel like we paid our dues, and I'm ready to do a little dry fly fishing, my friend.
It is definitely turning on. You know, I got the Henderson coming off. I had Caddis out there. Another thing I want to stress, and it was amazing this early in the season, you climb out on the trout stream, you not forget the bug dope.
Really?
The bugs are already vicious out there. They are all over the place. And I don't know if it's because it's dry making them come off. I don't understand. But the little black flies or no-see-ums,
yep.
You know, those little things that bite really hard and they draw blood. Oh, my gosh. They were just in swarms on the river. So we've got biting insects, we've got mayflies, we've got caddis into the rocks. I'm starting to see the stoneflies and such crawling out. I see a shuck here and there on the rocks on the Escanaba River. So things are starting to happen, and they're going to happen quick. Been a long, cold year, cold into the spring, and now things are warming up and these bugs want to come out. So the bugs come out, the trout come out.
Well, when we return to this conversation with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, we'll continue talking about river temps, hatches, patterns, and more in our next Outdoor Report. So you don't want to miss that coming up later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.